Hello. Hi, this is Mario from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Okay. What is just the year of your birth, the year that you were born?
1959.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor of Arts.
I'm sorry, what was that?
4 years, 4 year degree.
4 year degree, okay. Associates or bachelor?
Bachelor.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? White, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native. Thank you, sir. Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
Yes.
You are? Okay. How satisfied would you say that you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat satisfied.
As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are either likely or unlikely to vote, or 0 meaning that you are not at all likely to vote?
10.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Give it 6 or 7.
Okay. Which one, 6 or 7?
7.
Okay. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You could select up to 2 which are most important to you, okay? I'll list the list and you let me know which top 2 are your most 2 important issues. First one, abortion. Second one, climate change. Teaching history in schools. Immigration. Crime and violence. Student loan forgiveness. Healthcare, jobs and the economy, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation.
Crime and violence and the economy.
And jobs and the economy. Okay, thank you. Now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the person or group, please indicate so, okay? So the first person, Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
0.
Project 2025?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
10.
Joe Biden?
8.
Congressional Black Caucus?
8.
Okay. In the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris?
100%.
Okay, very certain? Somewhat certain?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you, sir. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
I'm not sure who the Democratic candidate is, so I would say undecided.
Okay. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat candidate, Republican candidate, or undecided still?
I would say undecided.
Okay. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
A few.
Okay. And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be Democrat nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
For Congress, it makes no difference either way.
So no difference either way?
Well, actually, I mean, again, I'm not exactly sure who's running for Congress, but it doesn't make a difference either way.
Okay. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
And for Congress?
Yes. Yes, sir.
For my preferred candidate.
Okay, so voting for my candidate to get them into office?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing. Reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. A 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. First statement, everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million Americans' households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households. How do you feel not at all convincing reason with a 0, 5, neither convincing nor unconvincing, or 10, very convincing reason?
10.
Okay. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumer billions, and putting money back in the pockets of Black Americans. How do you feel?
10.
Okay. Thank you. When Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black businesses' ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. How do you feel?
10.
Okay. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families, with 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the unsecured rate for Black Americans dropping to just 11%. How would you feel about that? Okay. As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of forcing medication and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. How do you feel about that? Thank you. We need leadership in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. How do you feel about that?
Same.
Okay. All right, next question. Thinking of the message you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options. First option, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. Second one, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. Next one, when we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. They want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making Black lives better. We've made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. Which out of those options, two, that you're choosing to go?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
Not a problem. Choose two options. I'll read them out to you. You let me know which ones you're the top two that you're selecting. When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. Next one, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. Next one, we have the power to protect all members of our communities when we vote. Next one is they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. And the last one, we've made progress, but there's still work to be done this November. Top two.
I'll go number one.
Okay. And your second option?
They choose to make us think that our vote doesn't count.
Okay. So let me see. Okay, so they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we just have a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0, meaning you are not at all likely to vote? Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Which
10.
10, okay. Okay, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the election, 2024 elections, if the elections, 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Okay. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Democrat, Republican, or undecided?
Democrat.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Are you the partner or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. How do you describe your employment status? Would you say you're unemployed, full-time, part-time?
Oh, full-time.
Full-time, okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Democrats.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Oh. 150K.
Okay. All right. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
A few times a year.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You too.